When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Coming up.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Between workers of NETCO and locals of Dagbon escalating, with the situation taking a dramatic turn when the overlord, Yana Abukari II, sacked Energy Minister John Jinapo, accusing him of failing to resolve the crisis despite his intervention efforts.
NETCO continuously disrespecting us, our madam. This is Central Mox. For about 1 week now, no life to call Azar. Can we say that you are sabotaging our religion as well?
Shell drivers excited about 20% transport fare increment by GRTCC, a stance rejected by their mother union, the GPRTU.
I am happy about the proposed increment because I spend a lot on fuel and spare parts and I do not make a lot of profit.
It has increased very high. Yes, because the drivers gain nothing.
Also coming up, government to cover some key costs of cocoa expenses for farmers despite price increase in producer price.
Apart from the 62%, farmers are going to receive no subsidy. Free fertilizer will be given. Free input in terms of agrochemicals will be given to them. The wards of the farmers are going to get scholarship.
We have details as cocoa farmers threaten to demonstrate next Monday.
They should fasten their belt and then they should reduce their salary. 10% to add up to with the cocoa farmers our price. So that at the end of the day, the farmers that they are agitating that they want to go on demonstration, which is this Monday.
In sports.
Well, former Ghana Football Association president Dr. Nahu Tamaklo has warned the association against its plans to extend the term limits of its president.
And for Climate Focus today, we look at how Bogatanga cyclist James Kumbeni rides to promote clean energy and green mobility.
We are encouraging more people to ride bicycles as their means of transport. In that, we are hoping to cut down carbon emissions.
These and more with me, Pearl Ofori. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Now, tensions in the northern region have hit a boiling point after the overlord of Dagbon, Yana Abukari II, angrily sacked Energy Minister John Jinapo, who had traveled to the region to mediate a growing standoff between chiefs and residents on one hand and the Northern Electricity Distribution Company. The Dagbon King accused the minister of ignoring royal directives and failing to address key grievances. Now, at the heart of the tension is NETCO's aggressive clampdown on power theft in Tamale and Yendi, areas responsible for the bulk of electricity losses in the region, and a controversial internal reshuffle involving a local candidate, Martin Sulemana. The minister was briefed when he made the stop at the Gupuenana Palace. Now, listen to the spokesperson for the Gupuenana, Chief Zuhientihu Na Al-Hassan, list a number of issues fueling the tension.
Mr. Minister, they told you that the land out is coincident or by mistake. It's not by mistake. One guy came and removed the fuse. He cannot be in town and be disrespecting our chiefs. In his hometown, he also has chiefs. So when they told you that we are beating them, they beat our own two. Never workers to beat one of our boys. So we are fighting. So because we see the cars here, and Yana ordered, we all ordered that we should give, Mbazan Chief should tell the children, the youth, so that we give the vehicle to them. We call the police. The police came here. Till now, 1 week or 2 weeks now, the whole area, we don't have lights. Central Market, everywhere, no lights. So that our people will see that we are being stupid. It's our ignorance or our stupidity that has caused us light out. NETCO continuously disrespecting us, our manner. This is Central Mosque. For about 1 week now, no lights to call us out. Can we say that you are sabotaging our religion as well? Mr. Minister, we are told that Mr. Yamua is a car-bearing member of MPP. He's a dues-paying member of MPP. That he got the opportunity to become the MD NETCO in Northern Region because of your brother, John Abujinapo. But there cannot be smoke without fire. So if we suffer for NDC, we suffer for the party, and the party has come to power, and this is the reward we have as NDC members, we are disappointed.
You are the spokesperson for the Gupuenana Palace, Chief Zientuhi Na Al-Hassan. At the forum, the minister addressed the core issues.
Once I get assurance from my father here, I'll go and meet the NETCO staff and appeal to them that whatever happened, we should put it behind us and then look forward so that they'll come and connect all the lights and we'll work together. There's one thing I also want to appeal. The last time I came here, when I left here, I don't know whether I didn't speak well, but I knew that I didn't intend to denigrate the people of Tamale. I saw on social media that minister says 50% of the people of Tamale are chiefs. Please, I was here in this palace. I never said that. If I didn't speak well, I apologize for that. But let me put on record that I never said that the people of Tamale are thieves. I never said that you are stealing power. What I said was that let's help each other so that we can restore the electricity. Because when I assumed office, the power situation was very, very bad, particularly in Tamale. Every night, the light was going off. And so I had to come and see how we can resolve it. Fortunately, I think that all of you attest to the fact that it is improving. So let me assure all of you, we are not here to litigate. We are not here to go into the matters. From here, I will go to my father, Diana himself. He is our father. All of us are his subjects. I'll go and meet him in the room, have a discussion with him, and then seek his blessing as well. And then we can find a solution.
So joining us now is the chairman of the Senior Staff Association of NETCO, William Asari. Welcome to the Midday News. Now, tell us more about these attacks and how it is affecting your ability to maintain power supply to the people in the northern region.
Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. I think that it's a sad, sad situation we have on our hands. Yesterday, we had a very fruitful engagement with the Honorable Minister in seeking to resolve the issue. We have had a lot of assurances from the Minister and the Police Commander. But you heard the man who spoke at the palace saying that we asked them to seize the vehicle, our boys. I'm sure you heard him. So, an innocent staff who is doing his work, who has nothing to do with all the things that they are talking about, who has left his family to come and look for daily bread, should be beat. Yesterday, the affected staff spoke to the minister. One of my colleagues had a knife cut on his stomach. Knife cut. But for the jacket he was wearing, he would have been reporting something else. So it's a sad situation listening to the way things are going. But as staff, we responded to the call by the minister who appealed to us. Against all odds, we restored power to the palace last night after 10:30 p.m. So that was a sign of good faith from us in response to the appeal by the honorable minister.
Very well, William, but when are you returning to work? You earlier reviewed all field services. When are you likely to return to work?
So we have had a meeting as staff to review the situation, and we'll be communicating the outcome very soon.
William Asari is the chairman of the Senior Staff Association of NETCO. Now, in the next 2 days, you would either be paying your regular fare or a 20% increment for commercial vehicle use, depending on the means of transport available to you. This is because of a disagreement between two transport unions, that's the Ghana Private Road Transport Union and the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council, over the decision to increase or maintain fares. The GRTCC announced the 20% increase in transport fares, citing three reasons. The GPRTU, which expressed surprise, has refused to collaborate. Emmanuel Jivenu captures the thoughts of the two unions in this report.
The Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council says the increment is necessary due to rising spare parts prices, poor road conditions, and an 8% jump in fuel prices following the introduction of a 1 cedi per litre fuel levy. But this time, the announcement came without the endorsement of the Ghana Private Road Transport Union. Stephen Amua is the deputy PRO of the GPRTU.
This has never happened, that only GRTC will come out with a communique for transport fares.
The union is urging its members to hold off on implementing the new fares until further talks are held with the Transport Ministry and the GTRCC.
The Transport Ministry has to invite the GRTCC before the Friday, else it's going to create a lot of confusion.
Meanwhile, the GTRCC is not backing down. The council insists it represents a wider group of transport associations beyond the GPRTU. Alhaji Tanko is the acting national chairman of the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council.
The transport body is not for one man. Not the only GPRTUs in the country.
Well, we took our microphones to the commercial drivers, many of whom said they fully back the increment. Here are their reasons.
But the high cost of spare parts and many things is disturbing the transport business. You will get 1 million and buy a pass 10 million. Why is it not disturbing you? It must increase very high because the drivers gain nothing.
I am happy for
I am happy about the proposed increment because I spend a lot on fuel and spare parts and I do not make a lot of profit. This new government reduced the fares, but we did not see much improvement in our trade. So I'm happy with the increment.
We reduced our fares when this government reduced the price of fuel. But because traders and spare parts dealers did not reduce their prices, we drivers did not benefit from the reduction. That action greatly affected us.
You have some commercial drivers. Well, the Transport Ministry will be meeting the two transport unions on this development or MUU update in a subsequent bulletins. Now, the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development says a comprehensive audit of all activities of London Beach committees is currently underway, covering operations between 2017 and 2024, warning that any wrongdoing will be punished. According to the sector minister, this is aimed at uncovering any financial mismanagement, especially relating to the distribution and sale of subsidized premixed fuel, a scheme that has been marred by allegations of diversion and corruption. The minister was speaking at the Government Accountability Series.
A combination of National Security and Premier Secretariat have arrested a hairdresser somewhere in the Otu region, and all she does is to sell premise illegally. So when it is supplied, then they go through whatever conduits, she gets her share, and she sells. She's sitting at a hairdressing or dressmaking salon, and she's selling premix. Those are the problems that we have to address, and that is what we are working at dealing with, hence this particular action. But also the other thing that we are doing, and I intimated in my speech, is the premix automation outlets, which then has a tracking system from when it leaves from Tema to the landing beach. And the system is automated. Your canoe is registered to it. You have a card. You use the card to get your premix fuel. So then all those excesses and all those smuggling probably will stop.
Well, she also says work is underway to operationalize the Jamestown Fishing Harbour.
Cabinet has taken a decision that the two of us, because you see, the ministry is responsible for fish and everything fish, but the Ministry of Transport is responsible for the infrastructure, the harbour, the port, the, you know what I'm saying? So the two of us are working together to, as soon as possible, operationalize Jamestown fishing harbour.
Well, the minister has also been talking about an observer who went missing aboard a fishing vessel. Listen.
We have met with a family. Unfortunately, when somebody is declared missing, according to Ghana law, we cannot do anything about it until it's been 7 years. Then they can be declared dead. Then whatever it is, we insured them. So we have insurance money and whatever to give to them. But we cannot until 7 years have elapsed. And we'll be meeting with the family. We are actually supporting the wife of the deceased. But we also wanted the vessel that the observer was on, that he vanished, to be liable and bear some of the responsibility. Unfortunately, the business has folded since that incident. We are looking at the observer rule again very critically.
Now look, we can now do some other stories. And Member of Parliament for Keta, Kwame Gatpe, has revealed that government will absorb some critical expenses of cocoa farmers despite the recent increase in the producer price of cocoa. The move, he says, aims to boost production while easing the financial burden on farmers. His comments follow widespread concern from cocoa farmers after the finance minister, Dr. Kasiel Atuforsen, announced a 4.1% increase per bag for the 2025-2026 crops cocoa season. Now, speaking on PM Express with Evans Manson yesterday, Mr. Gatpe noted that beyond the new producer price, farmers will also receive free fertilizer support from the government.
Apart from the 62%, farmers are going to receive no subsidy. Free fertilizer will be given, free input in terms of agrochemicals will be given to them. The wards of the farmers are going to get scholarship. You know, the scholarship, as we speak, sometimes the cocoa scholarship goes to people who are endowed and rich. That's what is happening. Mm-hmm. But this one is going to be strictly. And then in terms of disability, is going to have a where cuckoo, you know, the scale where companies in the rural area even cheat farmers in terms of weighing scale. Strict measures are going to be put in place to comply so that they don't cheat them. And all this is going to inure to the benefit of the farmer. Are you getting the point? They are not factoring fertilizer. The cost of a bag of fertilizer, I don't know how much it is.
It's about, so those additional incentives,
yes,
you introduce it deliberately because you know, yeah, that once you increase the producer price and because of the city's performance, the farmers won't get as much in their pocket. So balance it up.
No,
they are
getting much.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But these are some of the things they spend their resources on. Mm. And government is going to give them free to augment so that at the end of the day, it will boost production.
Meanwhile, the president of the concerned Cocoa Farmers Association, Obuadia Boatin Bonsu, also expressed on PM Express that following agitations from cocoa farmers, they plan to hit the street next Monday.
Telling the ranking and then his deputy and then other parliamentarians that when President Kofor said we should fasten our belt, they should fasten their belt and then they should reduce their salary 10% to add up to the cocoa farmers our price. So that at the end of the day, the farmers that they are agitating that they want to go on demonstration, which is this Monday, which I'll be going to Western region just to talk to them to see how, yes, it is very dangerous in a way. Farmers that they are trying to cut down their cocoa trees to divert them for this galamsey and other things, and then those that they also want to move from the rubber cocoa plantation to the rubber plantation, also we need to talk to them. This has become a very serious matter that I have a whole lot of load on my head that it is not easy at all. So even from here tomorrow morning, let's say by 12 o'clock or 2, I have to move to Western region just to meet these farmers.
Well, this afternoon in Obuasi, government will launch a new initiative to curb illegal mining, the Responsible Cooperative Mining and Skills Development Program. Replacing the CMS and NAELP, the scheme aims to regulate small-scale mining operations, small-scale mining through cooperatives following the destruction of over 5,000 hectares of land and forest by illegal miners. And our Emmanuel Bright-Kweku is there and joins us with more. Emmanuel, what is the latest on the ground?
Well, in fact, we just started the event and we had some dignitaries speaking at the launch of this responsible cooperative mining and skills development program. We had the Ashanti regional minister speaking just a while ago where he assured that through this illegal scheme, the government will be able to curb illegal mining activities that has actually ravaged vast tracts of land, especially in the Ashanti region. In fact, in a submission of the Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Frank Amakohene, he indicated that a majority of lands here that were degraded by illegal mining activities have been successfully recovered in his submission. And also through this initiative, hopefully all the lands across the country will be recovered, and the forest carbons that have been depleted will also be restored. So this responsible cooperative mining and skills development program entails a lot. We are having an agri sector included where, you know, in the previous administration, we had the National Alternative Employment and Livelihood Program. And so this program is here to replace that initiative and also that of the community mining scheme.
Emmanuel Bright-Kweku joined us with that update. We're still on illegal mining because residents of Antwakrum in the Amansea West District have appealed for an immediate government intervention to put a halt to illegal mining activities in the area. following the destruction of three river bodies. Until now, Subia, Ngwene, and Sushen served as the primary water sources for residents, but the activities of illegal miners have destroyed these resources as farmlands have come under attack. Residents fear if government fails to put an end to the wanton destruction, it could soon reach their homes. Nanaya Ojima visited the area and filed this report.
The illegal mining operations have severely impacted three river bodies. Subia, Ngwene and Sushen, the once vibrant water bodies, now lack aquatic life, a consequence of the introduction of hazardous chemicals like mercury and others. Boundaries of these river bodies have been mined illegally and portions being used to store mining waste. Here is a frustrated resident lamenting over the wanton destruction.
In the olden days, this was our main source of water. We used it for everything. It was safe to drink and refreshing. It was covered by bamboo trees, but everything has been destroyed today. It is being destroyed by chemicals from mining.
Cocoa crops are also being attacked, causing many families to lose their livelihoods. Families are losing inheritance as a result of the illegality.
The cocoa farm was owned by my sister. It was passed to me when my sister fell ill. We were able to get at least 10 bags in a day of low yields. It took care of the family and even paid school fees of our kids. My sister, who is now bedridden, depends on it. We lost all in one day. We couldn't have sold our livelihoods to one individual.
The presence of illegal miners has left multiple uncovered mine pits scattered across the community, threatening the lives of residents. Residents of Antwerp want government to intervene in halting the illegality. For Joy News, Nanaya Ojima reporting.
You're listening to the Midday News. Still to come for our climate focus today, we'll look at how Bogatanga cyclist James Kumbeni rise to promote clean energy and green mobility. We have these and more. You're welcome back to the Midday News. Achu Tamaku joins us with the latest in the world of sport. There's something happening at the GFA.
Yes, the Ghana Football Association last week secured approval from FIFA to extend the term limit of its president. Currently, the FA's term limit is set at 2,
okay,
which was introduced by the Normalization Committee in 2019. But confirmation we have is that the GFA is going to, at its next Congress, propose to the highest decision-making body of the GFA, which is Congress, that it extend that term limit. Unfortunately for them, quite a number of people have spoken against it, including former president of the GFA, Dr. Nyahu Tamaklu, who has argued that this is exactly the same path that former president Kwesi Antechi took that led to his exit from that office. And from between now and when we go to Congress, we will see other power blocks speak to that issue.
I have further warned that history has repeated itself in several things in this country, and we don't seem to take note of that. And if we are not careful, this can create a big problem, because citing the downfall of the former GFA boss, Kwesi Antechi, my very good friend, I attributed as this particular thing he himself wanted to do would have impacted on his downfall. Now, to me, anyone who wants to stay in power perpetually, especially by twisting the constitution to suit their interests, is a danger to the organization and the society.
The warning from former president of the GFA, Dr. Nyahu Tamaklu.
Thank you very much, Achu, for the latest in the world of sports. Now, with carbon emissions from transport continuing to harm both our environment and our health, the shift to sustainable mobility is no longer optional. It's essential. In today's edition of our Climate Focus series, we put the spotlight on James Kumbeni, a resident of Bogatanga in the Upper East Region, who is using cycling not just as a mode of transport, but as a powerful advocacy tool for clean, renewable energy and green mobility.
Meet James Kombeni, a passionate cyclist and environmental advocate who has turned his love for biking into a mission. For the past 3 years, James has been leading a growing cycling movement in his region, aiming to reduce emissions, promote healthier and greener lifestyles. Amos and Agana are members of James' team.
It's a very simple thing. People have been seeing us riding bicycles to Nakungu, Paga, everywhere. You can go as far as you can go with bicycles. So I advise people not to be using motors or cars to short distance. Okay, so that we always call the community and our people around us always to educate them, talk to them about how to use the bicycles, the difference between vehicle and bicycles, to reduce the smoke.
However, despite the growing enthusiasm for cycling, there are challenges. Active mobility in Ghana still faces significant barriers, including inadequate infrastructure.
Our road is not really friendly for cycling. We do not have dedicated lanes for cycling. We share the road with other road users, such as these heavy trucks, which cause so much danger to us as cyclists. So it's a big challenge for us.
Engineer Dr. Mary Enchi is the head of department at the Environmental Management at the University of Energy and Natural Resources.
If we can also